Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So, I'm reading this morning. For the last several days, we've been hearing about the internal, external reasons for Lord Chaitanya taking appearance here in this material world. So today I read from the 13th chapter. And the 13th chapter is the advent or the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I won't read the whole thing. I think I'm just going to read about 30-something, 39 verses. And then we'll speak a little bit, because we've heard a lot in the last few days already anyway. So, chapter 13, I'll read the summary of chapter 13. The 13th chapter describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The entire Adi Lila describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's household life. And similarly, the Ancha Lila describes his life in the sannyas order. Within the Lord's Ancha Lila, the first 6 years of his sannyas life are called the Majja Lila. During this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured southern India, went to Vrindavan, returned from Vrindavan, and preached the Sankirtan movement. A learned Brahmana named Upendra Mishra, who resided in the district of Srihatta, was the father of Jagannath Mishra, who came to Navadvip to study under the direction of Nilambara Chakravarti, and then settled there after marrying Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter, Sachidevi. Sri Sachidevi gave birth to 8 children, all daughters, who died one after another, immediately after birth. After her ninth pregnancy, she gave birth to a son, who was named Vishwarup. Then, in 1407, Shaka era, AD 1486, in the full moon evening of the month of Falguna, with the constellation of Shingha, Leo, on the horizon, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Sri Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra. Hari Bol! After hearing of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learned scholars and brahmanas bringing many gifts came to see the newborn baby, Nilambara Chakravarti, who was a great astrologer, immediately prepared a horoscope, and by astrological calculation, he saw that the child was a great personality. This chapter describes the symptoms of this great personality. Yeah, so who's been to the yoga pit in Mayapur? Yeah, beautiful, isn't it? It's like when you go there, it just kind of solidifies that Lord Chaitanya was actually a person, that he actually was there, and that he actually had pastimes. And when you go there, it's surcharged. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with the mood of the holy name, chanting of the Maha Mantra. And very appropriate, because, you know, we'll read here that when Lord Chaitanya took birth, everyone was chanting the holy name, sitting and or standing in the Ganga and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And even as a small baby, Lord Chaitanya, when he started crying, he would only quit if everyone would chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So very befitting. So if you ever get the opportunity to go, please take advantage of it. You'll always remember it for the rest of your life. And it's kind of it's one of those spiritual journeys where you can never get tired of it. No matter how many times you go, no matter how many times you visit the places, you never tire of them. It's incredible. Because it has a connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's unlimited. The pleasure that you derive from that particular occasion is unlimited. Like it's an ocean of mercy. You feel that mercy of Lord Chaitanya emanating everywhere in that particular area of Navadvip. Greater Navadvip. All right. So we'll start with text one. I'll just read the first verse, the Sanskrit or the Bengali, and then after that I'll read the translation just to give a continuity so no one falls asleep or gets tired. All right, text one. Saprasidatu Chaitanya Devo Yasya Prasadataha Talila Varnane Yogya Sadyasya Namopya Damopyayam. Translation. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. Purport. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the grace and mercy of the Lord. Without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible for one who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Chaitanya Charitamrita Anchalila 7:11. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami manifests specific mercy bestowed upon the author, although he thought of himself as the most fallen. We should not consider him fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. Reminds us how Srila Prabhupada would read his own books. He would read them and then he would read the purports. And didn't he say on several occasions that he didn't really write these books, these purports, that it was actually Krishna speaking through him? So in the same way, we can see that Srila Prabhupada was very endowed with mercy from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada is our esteemed master in terms of translation of all these wonderful literatures that we have. So we see that it takes a personality of Srila Prabhupada's caliber in order to be able to write these transcendental literatures and these transcendental purports. Papa used to say that these purports were his ecstasies. And these ecstasies are his form of preaching to the world. These books, when Srila Prabhupada wrote these purports, he wasn't just thinking of the present, but he was thinking of the future, that in the future, thousands of years from now, people would read these books and they would become Krishna conscious. And at the BBT, we find that to be a very, very truthful point, because at the BBT, we have people writing to us that have never met a devotee. They never met a devotee. Didn't even know what a devotee looked like. Had no idea. But on that principle of reading the book, they started chanting Hare Krishna. Some people would even like buy devotional garb, devotional clothing, and order it from the BBT at one time, and now they order it from so many places on the internet. And they would actually develop an altar in their home. And they would even learn how to offer their food to Krishna. And this all came from never seeing a devotee, but simply just reading Srila Prabhupada's books. This is the power, the potency of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, his writings. And it's inconceivable. Because you know how difficult it is to make a devotee. If a person comes to the temple and they want to be a devotee, if you have to be involved in helping that devotional's life of that devotee, that new devotee, you know how encumbering that can be. How much pain and effort you have to put into that devotee in order for them to become enlivened and enthused to perform devotional service. How much energy that we have to put out for that. And unless you've had to do that, it's really hard to understand. It's like taking care of a child. Women would understand. If you're a mother, what it takes to raise a child. How much energy and focus do you have to put into that child? And still you don't know what the result will be. But you do it out of love. So, for a devotee to give that kind of attention and that kind of love to another person so that they'll become a devotee, it's very challenging. But here we see that Srila Prabhupada, his potency extended from him so much in his writing that a person would become a devotee without even meeting a devotee. And that's to me is incredible. That's a phenomenon that's just amazing. And it actually goes on. People actually are doing this still even today. And Prabhupada's left us in 1977 physically. But his writings are still there. His teachings still carry that potency. Because, as Prabhupada said, Krishna spoke through him. Yes, this is a fact. Krishna spoke through Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada wrote these books. Super Soul is in each and every living entity. Sarvasya saham vridhi sannivistomatasmitya gyanam apohanam cha. It gives knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So Krishna is in the heart of Srila Prabhupada when he was writing this, giving him knowledge and remembrance of everything. In fact, when Prabhupada would be giving a class, it was just phenomenal. I recall when I was first time seeing Prabhupada in 1974 in San Francisco, Prabhupada gave a Bhagavatam class on the sixth canto Bhagavatam. And it was just phenomenal looking at Srila Prabhupada and how he could just grab a verse as if the file was right here. You know, like there was a file in the ether. And Srila Prabhupada could just grab right out of that ether and speak. It was phenomenal. On several occasions that I saw Srila Prabhupada, and as I became a little bit more mature in Krishna consciousness, I began to understand that more and more. And then when I saw Srila Prabhupada in Detroit, at the opening of the temple, he gave this terrific Srimad Bhagavatam class that just made everyone just practically cry. And when he spoke and he just gave all these verses and his realizations about Krishna consciousness, and it seemed like it was just coming off of some file cabinet up there that you couldn't see. But it just came and he just spoke. And it just turned on the light. It made you just wake up and made you just think, my God, I'm so fortunate to have the association of His Divine Grace. In fact, in San Francisco, when Prabhupada finished his Bhagavatam class, there was a devotee that started singing Srila Prabhupada's pranams. And as Prabhupada was walking out to go to his apartment, which was just down the street, everybody just broke up and just started crying. It couldn't be a minute without the association of Srila Prabhupada. You couldn't. You just wanted to be with him all the time. And then when we read these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can get a little glimpse of how the devotees felt in the association of Lord Chaitanya. What that association meant to them. Everything. It meant everything. And to this day, I can still remember where I was standing and where I was at exactly when we found out that Srila Prabhupada left this planet. To this day, even though that's 40-something years later, I can still remember exactly where I was. Do you, Sergio? Yeah. Armin, how about you? Do you remember where you were? You can never forget it. It's incredible how it just comes right into your mind. You knew exactly where you were and what you were doing and what happened. It's just incredible. The power of the pure devotee of the Lord, like Srila Prabhupada. I'm only mentioning that just to give a kind of like a small idea of what the devotees were going through in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes and how they enjoyed with him in these pastimes. All right. So we'll continue. Text 2, translation. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to Srivas Thakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudeva Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. Text number 4. All glories to Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. All glories to the moons who are, text 5, all glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. The bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Purport. In this verse, we find the moon described as Chandra Gana, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:21, the Lord says, Nakshatranam aham shashi. Among the stars, I am the moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scriptures, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The Supreme Powerful is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, O Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the Supreme Sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja 22:31 states, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoya Adhikara Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is bright like the sun. And as soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or nescience. End of quote. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Very powerful purport, very beautiful. In this connection, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam. Tata rajastamo bhava kama loba dayasya chita itar inavidam titamsa dve prasidati. Yes. It's described that at the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion, ignorance, lust, and desire disappear. They just disappear like the fog disappears when the sun comes. So it says that when we establish devotional service in the heart, these things such as lust and desire, they disappear, and the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes happy. Yes, we have to be happy devotees. Essential for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. We must be happy. But we can't be happy if we have a lot of desires in the heart, especially lust, anger, and greed. It's very difficult to be happy when you have those things in the heart. So, in order to be the reflection of the sun, Krishna's sun, these things have to be removed from the heart. We have to become very dedicated in removing, extracting these things from the heart. And if we remove these things from the heart, then we can become that reflection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can become very powerful in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, we like get stuck in the mud. Have you ever seen a car stuck in the mud? You know, if you've ever been stuck in the mud. I've been stuck in the mud a few times. And, you know, you're gunning the motor. You're flooring it, trying to get the wheels. Just, but where are they going? Nowhere. So we have lust, anger, greed, avarice in our heart. You're flooring it. You know, you're pressing the, like they say, the pedal to the metal. You're flooring it, but you're not going anywhere. Your wheels are just spinning. And then when you get a little bit of help, somebody puts a board there or a piece of some gravel or brick, you get out. So what is that? That's the chanting of the holy name properly without any offenses. You have to chant properly. Then we can get rid of these things implanted within the heart. Otherwise, it's very difficult. What is it? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yogi Pariyojita Janaya Yasya Vairagyam Gyanam Chayat Ahaitukam. It's another wonderful verse in the Bhagavatam that states, by rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment. So this is what's important. When we do our service, we have to do that service with love. By rendering loving devotional service, immediately we acquire causeless knowledge. And Prabhupada says in one lecture, causeless knowledge means that you know you're not this body. That's causeless knowledge. You know you're not this body. And once you know you're not this body, then the science of Krishna consciousness opens up. Then we can practice detachment. Because this is what keeps us in this material world. We keep thinking we're this body. And every time if we don't realize that, then we're only increasing our attachment more and more and more to the personal body, extensions of the body, family, friends, country, world. There's philanthropists that love the world. They're just increasing their attachment to this material world. And it creates more and more havoc in their life, more and more misery, more and more suffering, constant suffering. So we want to be, reflect the Supreme Sun and dissipate the darkness of the entire world. So have you ever seen where in the nighttime sometimes they have these lights they put on like a parachute? And it goes up into the air. Everyone's seen that, right? Have you seen that? Yeah, you know, they put like a little light on a little holder, and then they have like a little, I don't know, what is it? Yeah, you know, and then you let them go. And there's, sometimes you see hundreds and thousands of them, you know. And so we have to be like that. So that way we can be shining examples of Krishna consciousness. Okay, text number 6. Thus I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. Text 7. First let me give a synopsis of the Lord's pastimes, then I shall describe them in detail. Text 8. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadvip, was visible for 48 years, enjoying his pastimes. Text 9. In the year 1407 of the Saka era, AD 1486, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and in the year 1455 AD, or 1534, he disappeared from this world. Text 10. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grihastha Ashram, household life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Text 12. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first six continually in touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. Text 13. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. Text 14. The pastimes of his household life are known as the Adi Lila, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as the Majja Lila and Ancha Lila, or the middle and final pastimes. Text 15. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Lila were recorded in summary from Murari Gupta. Text 16. The later pastimes, the Majja Lila and Ancha Lila, were recorded in the form of notes by his secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. Text 17. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities, a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. Text 18. In his original pastimes, there are four divisions, Balya, Pauganda, Kishora, and Yavana. Childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. Text 19. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Falguna, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna. Text 20. On the full moon evening of the month of Falguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. Text 21. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. Reflecting on that, I was very fortunate to be in Mayapur one year when that actually happened. Yes, I think that was, 75 or something? 78? Oh, you were with me? Hari Bol. Yes, and that was 1978. And it was incredible because we were fasting all day. And, famished. And at one particular point, you thought, well, what are we going to eat? I mean, 1978? I mean, that means I was a devotee only for like about 4 or 5 years. 5 years. That ain't a lot. And I know I was hungry all day long. And by my luck, that year we brought my son to India, Acharya. He was like 3 years old or something like that. And so they said, okay, now we're going to walk down to the Ganga. And I didn't know what that meant, actually. I didn't know how far it was. I had no idea. But they said, we're going to walk down to the Ganga. And when this eclipse happens, then we're all going to be in the Ganga. And we're going to chant Japa or Gayatri or whatever. And so we thought, wow, that's great. But I didn't realize that I was going to have to carry Acharya with me for about, like, how long is that walk? 2 miles? 3 miles? Well, we went all the way down to where the ghat was. Yeah. Well, whatever, it was a forever trip. However you view it. For me, it was a forever trip. And he fell asleep while I was carrying him. And I couldn't believe it. I always had to pray to Lord Chaitanya all the way there just to be able to make it. And I thought my arms were going to fall off. But somehow or other, we made it. And when we got to the bank of Yamuna, of the Ganga, it was incredible. There were like hundreds of devotees. I don't know, maybe thousands, maybe a couple of thousand of us. And we were able to go into the Ganga, and we watched as the eclipse happened. And it was the most magnanimous thing. It was just incredible. The moon was so big. It was so huge. It was so close. And then you saw the eclipse happening. And everybody started chanting, Hari Bol, and the Maha Mantra, and chanting Gayatri. And it was just absolutely incredible. Wasn't it, Maharaj? You said you were there? Incredible, huh? Incredible scene. So, yes, We can just imagine what they were feeling when they were doing this with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking birth. Text 21. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy name of Krishna and Hari. Text 24. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy name Hari Hari as soon as the child would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gaur Hari. From then on, Gaur Hari became another of his names. Text 26. His childhood lasted until the date of Hatej Kadi, the beginning of his education. And his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Pauganda. Text 27. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth, he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. Text 28. During his Pauganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar, Vyakarana, and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus, his influence was wonderful. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled a grammar in two parts, named Lagu Hari Namamrita Vyakarana and Brihat Dari Namamrita Vyakarana. If someone studies these two texts in Vyakarana or grammar, he learns the grammatical rules of the Sanskrit language and simultaneously learns how to become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda, first chapter, there is a statement about the method of which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught grammar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the aphorisms of grammar to be eternal, like the holy name of Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa Savayar Aham Eva Vidya. The purport of all revealed scriptures is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, if a person explains anything that is not Krishna, he simply wastes his time laboring hard without fulfilling the aim of his life. If one simply becomes a teacher or professor of education, but does not understand Krishna, it is to be understood that he is among the lowest of mankind. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:15, Narardama Mayaya Pritta Jnana. If one does not know the essence of all revealed scriptures, but still becomes a teacher, his teaching is like the disturbing braying of an ass. Wow. Text 30. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whoever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. Purport. The present Navadvip Dham is but a part of the whole of Navadvip. Navadvip means nine islands. These nine islands, which occupy an area of land estimated at 32 square miles, are surrounded by different branches of the Ganges. In all nine of those islands of the Navadvip area, there are different places for cultivating devotional service. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23 that there are Navavidya Bhakti, nine different activities of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. There are different islands in the Navadvip area for cultivation of these nine varieties of devotional service. They are as follows: Antardvip, Simantadvip, Gudrumadvip, Majadvip, Koladvip, Rutvip, Janudvip, Modadrum Dweep and Rudra Dweep. According to the settlement map, our ISKCON Navadweep Center is situated on the Rudra Dweep Island. Below Rudra Dweep is Antar Dweep, is Mayapur. There, Sri Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to reside. In all these different islands, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a young man, used to lead his Sankirtan party. He thus inundated the entire area with the waves of love of Krishna. Text 31. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport. One may raise the question how all three worlds become inundated with love of Krishna, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in the Navadvipa area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it in motion. Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that it spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement in continuity of that same motion is now spreading all over the world. And in this time, and in this way, it will gradually spread all over the universe. With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement everywhere, With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna. Wow. And that prediction is so true. Take a look at the audience here today. Most of you are not Srila Prabhupada disciples, right? And look at how many of you are here and this prediction in Prabhupada's purport. So, yes, this chanting of Hare Krishna and our sincere desire to serve Krishna will make everything clear. That's very important. Just by our sincere desire and to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll make everything clear. There won't be any misunderstanding. Even if there's some impediment, there's so many impediments, but if we're sincere and we chant the holy name, those impediments, they won't stop the spread of the Krishna conscious movement. Our whole process in Krishna consciousness is to increase our love for Krishna. That's what this is all about. The whole process, everything we do from morning till night, is to increase our love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here in Nudwarkadam, we like to think of Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadesh Ki Jai. Yes. From our waking to sleeping, this is our goal, to love the Lordships more and more each day. And when that happens, there won't be any impediments. Nothing could stop this Krishna conscious movement. No external impediments can stop the flow of this Krishna consciousness movement. And you can see, Srila Prabhupada has left us many years back, 1977. And still, the flow, the continuity of Krishna consciousness exists. It goes on. Yes, there's just problems here and there. But even if there's some problem, it doesn't stop the flow of this Krishna consciousness movement. It doesn't stop. And you know, and everybody knows, we've had our share of problems in the Krishna consciousness movement. But it hasn't stopped it. No, it hasn't. Regardless of how big we may think the problem is, at one time, I remember there were devotees saying that book distribution as we know it will stop. It'll end. It can't go on anymore. Because there was what? Oil embargoes, and there were so many problems happening at that time, externally. And devotees were saying, wow, book distribution, isn't it, sir? Do you recall that? Devotees were saying, and then Prabhupada wrote a letter that, who is this rascal? Who is this rascal that said that this book distribution will stop? Rascal. So there's nothing, there's no impediments, even within or without, of Krishna conscious movement. It will not stop. As long as there's some sincere soul chanting Hare Krishna and serving Krishna, as long as that's going on, everything will be clear in that particular individual's mind. Everything will be very clear. And even if there's the impediments, boom, they don't care. So, because our whole process is to increase our love for Krishna. And Prabhupada said that that is the best system of religiosity. If we're thinking, oh, how am I going to be religious? What's religiosity? That is the best religiosity, to chant Hare Krishna and serve Krishna. There's nothing that compares to that. That's why there'll never be any stoppage to Krishna consciousness. As long as we're sincere, and as long as we continue serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once we stop chanting Hare Krishna, or once we stop serving Krishna, then we'll be in trouble. There'll be a problem. But even if there's only one or two of us left, still it will go on. Just like we said, a person got a book somewhere in some town in Missouri. And they had that book, and they were practicing Krishna consciousness. Didn't know anything about politics, didn't know anything about this thing, that thing, guru, who's this, that, GBC. Nothing, no, he didn't know anything about it. All he knew was, or she was, let me chant Hare Krishna and let me serve my little offering to the deities. Krishna consciousness goes on. It goes on, it moves. So there's nothing that can stop as long as those two ingredients are there. Sincerity and chanting Hare Krishna. Then we'll develop love for Krishna. And that will be the real purport of all of our activities in this Krishna conscious movement. Because Prabhupada had said so many times that this system, it can't be checked by material impediments. It cannot be checked. It can't, and it won't. This is a fact. Is that okay? If I'm getting too intense, let me know. I don't mean any offense. Okay, text 33. Only a couple more pages. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in the Navadvipa area for 24 years. And he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. Text 34. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. Text 35. For six of those 24 years in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Text 36. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years, he toured all of India, chanting, dancing, distributing love of Krishna. Text 37. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the Anchalila, or the final portion of his pastimes. For six of the 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. He regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. Text 39. For the remaining 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, he taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Okay, purport. This is our last verse. A person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness always feels separation from Krishna because such a feeling of separation excels the feeling of meeting Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his last 12 years of existence within this world at Jagannath Puri, taught the people of the world how, with the feeling of separation, one can develop his dormant love of Krishna. Such feelings of separation or meeting with Krishna are different stages of love of Godhead. These feelings develop in time when a person seriously engages in devotional service. The highest stage is called prema bhakti, but this stage is attained by executing sadhana bhakti. One should not try to elevate himself artificially to the stage of prema bhakti without seriously following the regulative principles of sadhana bhakti. Prema bhakti is the stage of relishing, whereas sadhana bhakti is the stage of improving in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this cult of devotional service in full detail by practical application in his own life. It is said, therefore, apani achari bhakti sikai mu sabare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and in the role of a Krishna bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, he instructed the entire world how one can execute devotional service and thus go back home, back to Godhead, in due course of time. Yes, so this bhakti, this process of bhakti yoga, it's extremely essential. And here it says that we shouldn't rush ourselves into prema bhakti, but one should gradually come to that particular position of prema bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyasasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva visite tat anantaram. It's described that one can understand Krishna as he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. There's no other means, only by devotional service. And who is in full consciousness of me, that's also important. Devotional service and full consciousness of Krishna. These are extremely important points. And Krishna says, by such devotion, one can come to the kingdom of God. One can attain the kingdom of God by this process of devotional service. So we're sadhana bhaktas here. We want to practice devotional service in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And eventually, by the mercy of the spiritual master, we may achieve this prema bhakti. We may achieve that. That may happen. And if it happens, this will be the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, this chanting, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very merciful. He gave us this chanting of the holy name. And we see that in this connection, when we chant Hare Krishna, it purifies our consciousness. And when we get purified, our materialistic tendencies will simply disappear. This is what's really important about chanting, that the more we chant, the more pure our chanting is, then it dissipates this materialistic desire in all of us. And by this chanting, we'll simply come to the point where we'll see that material life is simply a waste of time. This is the end goal, to chant nicely and to come to a point where you say, man, this is, forget it. I can't take it anymore. You can do that in early age, or you can wait until you get our age, and then you'll be forced to do it. It's up to you. I'm lucky that I lived at the point that I'm living. Some people don't make it this far. So, you know, there's a chance. But, you know, eventually when you come to this age, or what to speak, I'm sure, at Amalabhata Maharaj's age, you know, there's not very many things that are very exciting anymore. You can't eat anything very much. You know, you can... Yeah, he turned around. He's 48. What's that? Yeah. So, it just naturally dissipates. And if we continue chanting nicely, then we can actually make a lot of progress in Krishna consciousness. And that is the whole effort of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to inundate the world with his chanting of the holy name. And so, knowledge comes from chanting Hare Krishna. I'm sure all of us have experienced that just by chanting, there's certain things that awaken within you. You develop certain kind of understanding and knowledge. And you do kind of become disgusted with the material world. And Prabhupada said, real knowledge is that when a person wakes up and just says, I'm not doing this anymore. Prabhupada said, that is real knowledge. Because one has seen the nature of this material energy. And when one sees that nature of the material energy, then one really wants to just come forward and take up the spiritual energy. One wants to become spiritual. One wants to become more and more dedicated, more sincere. When one comes to that particular platform, this is real knowledge. So we can test ourselves, you know, in your own little area, in your own little room somewhere. You can make that little test about yourself. Do I want spiritual knowledge? Do I really want spiritual life? This is considered real knowledge. Then you've made that next step, that step of getting closer and closer to Krishna. And, you know, we have so many great souls to thank for this, like Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood the real purport or the real essence of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada had said in a lecture, he said that we should pray to Rupa Goswami. And we pray, and that prayer is to get that insight, to get that realization of why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Why did he come? And that essence, once we realize why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, then there will be nothing holding us back from wanting to join his party, his team, in executing Krishna consciousness. And it's as a devotee, we should want to know. It's not that we just kind of go on in Krishna consciousness and don't pay attention, but we should want to know. We should really investigate. We should dig deep and find out, well, why did Lord Chaitanya come? What is his purpose? And when we understand that purpose, then you'll want to join that team, that party of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant the holy name and go back home, back to Godhead. And we'll be in ecstasy. Everyone will be in ecstasy. And we see that in this age of Kali Yuga, everybody is perplexed. There's so many inconsistencies in material life. There's social, political, religious. I mean, talk about political. You know, and I know, you take a look at your internet, what do you see? Political. Turmoil. You know, the leadership of our country. Turmoil. I mean, everywhere you go, there's turmoil. You know, you go in a car, there's turmoil. You can't get to where you want to go. It creates so many inconsistencies. It creates craziness in you. You're going, what the heck? What's going on around here? So, we see that due to this contamination of the age, we're also not living very long. People always say we're living so long. I mean, are you experiencing this? I see so many of my friends of my age, they're dying. You know, I'm not sure what they mean by people are living longer. I still haven't been able to figure that out. What, you know, they always have these reports. Yeah, everybody's living longer. But I think they're living longer because they got a fake hip, a fake knee, you know, and another person's heart. What else can I say? You know what I mean. Fake arm. They have all these things. These are, this modern science is beautiful. It really has a purpose. As long as it's utilized for extending your Krishna consciousness. But, you know, they're saying people are living longer. I'm not sure about that. In my small world, I don't seem to understand that. But, anyway, there's so many problems in the material world. Priye na parisa sabhyam kalavashmin yuge jana manda sumanda mateo manda bhagya upadritaha. It says that in this iron age, men have but short lives. So this is what the Bhagavatam says, short lives. Not long life. And then it also says what? That they're quarrelsome, right? Very quarrelsome. Everybody experiences that. This Kali Yuga is very quarrelsome. Again, take a look at your internet and take a look at the political quarrels going on. So many people arguing. At anything, at a moment's notice, there can be a quarrel. And after they're quarreling, if that isn't enough, then what's the next one? Lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. So lazy. Lazy for what? This means lazy for executing spiritual life, for advancing, getting the determination. Let me go for it. Let's go for it. Let me go for the white rhino. Go to, you know, Krishna consciousness, Krishna loka. People are lazy for that desire, but they're not lazy for sense gratification. For sense gratification, no. Everybody's very enthusiastic for that. When it comes to eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Boom. The front of the line. Isn't it? Yes. So when it says lazy, lazy for advancement in spiritual life. Misguided. So many cheaters. Prabhupada said there's two types of people in the world, cheaters and the cheated. So we're naturally misguided. So many people want you to come. Hey, come here. Do this, do that. No, this thing, that thing. No, go over there. Do this, do that. Everybody wants you to do something. Has anybody experienced that? Yeah, we all experienced that. Go somewhere, do this. No, join this. No, I got it. Take this diet. Take this diet. You take this diet, boom, man, you'll live to be 100. Always something. These are the inconsistencies of material world, especially in age of Kali Yuga. This is why we have to hang on very tightly to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. We have to scrutinize every word that the pure devotee Lord says. And if we follow that process of the spiritual master, it comes directly from the spiritual world. Whatever you read in Prabhupada's books, it's Krishna speaking through Prabhupada, as we said that in the very beginning. Didn't we say that? Yes. So we should read and scrutinize Srila Prabhupada's books and listen to his lectures. That's the way of life. That is the real life. That's the life we should live. And this life of tapasya, there's got to be tapasya. What is your tapasya? Only eat those things which are offered to the deities. Only eat what's offered to Krishna. Otherwise, don't eat. Is that so hard? That's not hard, is it? No, but that's our tapasya. That's what we call tapasya. Just eat what Krishna eats. Yeah, that's not hard. It's beautiful. Some of the we were just discussing last night, Sri Rag, and we were discussing last night all the wonderful attributes of prasadam, right? Weren't we discussing? All the wonderful recipes of Krishna prasadam. Yes, it was. We were like just, I'm not going to say anything more because of fast day today. So, this world is full of ajnana, lack of knowledge. And the simplest method to get rid of this ajnana is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He gave us this simple, simple, simple formula for going back home, back to Godhead. And this is his Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. Patita Pavana, causeless. You don't even know why we're getting it. You know, if you go into a room private and you look at yourself in a mirror, you know, and I can go, my God. What am I doing? I must be the craziest fellow. I have no desire. I'm simply just a fool. I'm a rascal. And that I should surrender more to Krishna. Opposing myself as a devotee. In reality, just thinking about sense gratification. And this is our real position. But it simply means that we have to continue chanting. This is how you get rid of that. You don't get rid of it by just feeling sorry for yourself. You get rid of it by increasing the chanting, increasing our devotional service, increasing our understanding of why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Not that you start sulking, go into a corner and cry, oh, I'm so fallen. That's normal. We know that. What to do about it? That's the real issue at hand. What to do? So, let's remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today. And he gave us this chanting of the holy name, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. It cleanses the heart. It cleanses the mirror of the heart. What is the mirror of the heart? it's described by Prabhupada that dust on the mirror is us thinking with his body. That's the problem. That's the dust. And this Chaito Darpana Marjana means the chanting of the holy name gets rid of that dust. Just like in my house, son, there's a lot of dust. And I take a cloth and I wipe it. And when I wipe the dust away, I look and I go, this looks good. It's clean. It's very clean. And I like it. I like it clean. And then when more dust comes, I hate it. Where did it come from? And you look at it and you go, Dog, and you wipe it away again. Yeah, that's Krishna consciousness. You keep wiping and wiping and wiping till eventually the construction zone's finished. The project is done. No more dust. Pure love for Krishna. The desire to serve Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to us freely. You don't have to pay anything for it. No one's asking you for anything, no money. Here, take chant Hare Krishna, be happy. This is Krishna consciousness. Be happy. Don't be miserable. Yes, there's so many miserable conditions, inconsistencies, but chant the holy name and be happy. That's Krishna consciousness. So, I got a lot more to say, but I better stop. Okay? Thank you for your patience. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premananda Hari Bol.